Commentator Ayelet Waldman used to be envious of parents who had so-called gifted children. Lately, she's learned to embrace the average, typical child, which is fortunate since she's the mother of four of them.
At every parents' night I've ever attended, and with four children I've been to more than my share, I have waited for the inevitable question. "Excuse me," someone asks, "what accommodation do you make for the exceptionally gifted child?" I look around to find out who the lucky speaker is. Who is the parent of this future Bobby Fischer, this Stephen Hawking of the second grade? Most of us, in the deep and neurotic crawl spaces of our souls, believe our children are gifted. Our kitchen drawers are brimming over with abandoned flashcards. Baby Einstein DVDs gather dust in our television cabinets, and our children's toy chests are littered at their lowest levels with the polygon rubble of black and white striped Stim mobiles. I should know. My husband and I still swear to this day that our oldest daughter said the word duck when she was only 6 months old. It was this same daughter who taught me the folly of these expectations. When she was in preschool, I began buying her first readers, convinced that it was only a matter of months before she'd be whipping through the Chronicles of Narnia. When she was still painstakingly sounding out words at age 7, I called my mother, completely distraught. "She's only reading at a first grade level," I wailed. There was silence on the other end of the line. Finally, my mother said, "Honey, she's in first grade." "But my husband was reading by age 4, I said, "and I was such an early reader." "What are you talking about?" my mother said. "You were the last in your class." How had I developed the misapprehension that I was some kind of child genius? I blame my mother. Another example. My son loves Legos. He can assemble a Bionicle in less time than it takes me to unplug the toilet after his little brother has crammed it full of action figures. And so can every other boy in his class. For a long time, my pride in his accomplishment was ever so slightly lessened by its ubiquity. It's no longer enough that our children do well. They must, instead, be prodigies. Top of the class doesn't cut it. They have to be taken from the class and enrolled in a special program for future Nobel laureates. And when they aren't, then we enroll them in after-school cram programs that have terrorized generations of Japanese schoolchildren into higher test scores and mental collapse. We hire pitching coaches and gymnastics tutors. We send them to chess camp. I have been told as recently as last week that I am, in fact, the most horrible mother any 12-year-old has ever been forced to tolerate. Every day I make mistakes that will result, no doubt, in my children being forced as adults to purge their childhood traumas through years of psychotherapy. But there is something my children, with their eardrum-shattering violin recitals and average hand-eye coordination, have taught me. As parents, we must learn to embrace the average. No matter how much classical music we play to our babies in utero, no matter how many enrichment classes we pay for, most of our children will be average. My own children are delightful, creative, interesting, and absolutely typical kids. I wouldn't want them any other way.
Commentator Ayelet Waldman is the author of Love and Other Impossible Pursuits. She lives in Berkeley, California.